Hello everyone, welcome home. Welcome to the Talk with a Zambian Child, hosted by me, Tevin Smart. Welcome to another episode that relates to insecurity, fear, and all things that we are trying to get rid of. Last week, I had Tandiwe Sakala and Ephraim Mulenga on the podcast to talk about grief, COVID, school, and things that were really affected by. And today, we're continuing with that aspect of how we can free ourselves from all these things that really hinder our development. And to help me with today's topic, anxiety and depression, is none other than the gorgeous female Victoria Amanda, my friend.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are glad to have you here.
And I'm glad to be here as well.
Okay, everyone. Don't forget, stay hydrated throughout the whole podcast. If you've got water, if you've got lemons, make sure you cut the lemons in that water so that your throat is really, really quenched by the lemon water and it makes them free of bacteria. But if you are somewhere listening and you're in summer by this time, make sure you drink chilled soda or any water that can chill your body. And by the way, as we said last week, we lost our first Republican president, and also we lost Irene Mambilimba, our Chief Justice. So let's take a minute as a moment of silence for these great leaders of our country and anybody else who's died through this tragic, whether you've got friends, whether it's a family member, or it's somebody who is very close to you. Take a moment and just respect their souls. Welcome back, everyone. I hope that helped you think of their good hearts and memories. So, before we go away so far from our topic today, let us just go right into it, anxiety and depression. So, Victoria, I know we had a whole conversation before we could even record this podcast, and we had talked about this topic so many times. How did you feel when I came to you finally and said, Victoria, the time has arrived?
I remember the moment, and I was just like so excited. Like, I didn't expect it. I really didn't. I had no idea you were going to text me at that moment. And I was so excited, anxious, everything. But I was glad. I was glad that we'll get to talk about this topic because it's really important.
Thank you for that, Victoria. We are happy to have you. So could you please introduce yourself to the audience that is not aware of who Victoria is?
Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Victoria Amanda Mwansa. I'm a student at the University of Zambia studying business administration with economics. Yeah, I'm born in Chingola and raised in Chingola, and very much in a relationship. Yeah.
Okay, she's just taking the fact that she's taking good Emana Kopala today. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Okay, Victoria, thank you for that intro, that exciting intro. So, why was it necessary? Why do you believe? Because I think when we had this conversation before even recording this, you are talking about how anxiety, depression, and how this topic is really sensitive to you. Why is it so important for you to talk about it with others?
Well, this topic is very important to talk about because a number of people are going through this, and this is something I've gone through as well. So much to a point I almost lost my life, and that's very big. And a number of people out there are losing their lives because of this same issue. People are failing to manage that, are failing depression, anxiety, and in the end you find they commit suicide, and that's just the worst thing ever. Someone deserves to die like that, and we need to talk about it. If it means it will avoid a number of people from reaching that point, then let's go ahead and talk about it just to save a life.
That's really sad. That the fact that this whole thing reached that level for you, that's really sad. And
yeah,
thank you for having a passion for other people so that we could also learn and avoid such tragedies. Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're welcome.
How does someone define anxiety and depression, or from your own words, how have you defined anxiety and depression for someone who doesn't understand what it's all about?
Okay, so I'll define them according to how I felt and how I understand them. So for me, depression for me is like a state in which you lose control of yourself. You have these mixed emotions that tend to control the way you think and just change you emotionally in every way, that you lose control of yourself. Yeah, then I would say anxiety is a bit of what's yet to
just that rush that comes in. What's yet to come that you're scared of, or things okay. like that.
Thank you for those definitions.
Yeah.
So we've defined what anxiety and depression is and really talked how this topic is important to you. For our audience out there, even as you really delve into this topic, would you share your story? How was this? How did you even know you were passing through anxiety and depression? We would like to hear the story behind the Victoria Amanda.
Okay, so for me, how my experience was, it was terrible. So what happened is, as I was growing up, I have my mom, my beautiful mom. She's a very strong woman who likes things being very perfect. You know how parents can be. Yeah, yes. And then there's me, an emotional young girl trying to grow up. Yeah, yes. So I would find that my mom would shout at me for something, and I would do something wrong, then my mom would shout at me, and that kept on happening. So at some point I was like, I think maybe she doesn't just like me. She doesn't like me. Why does she shout at me so much? And then as time went by, I realized whenever she shouted at me, it was because I actually did something wrong, and not because she just loved shouting at me. And so I wanted to be that perfect daughter for her. But every time I would find myself doing something wrong, and as I kept on doing wrong things and making her upset with me, I started feeling like I wasn't a good enough daughter for her because I was causing her so much pain. She would shout at me about this, shout at me about that. So I felt I'm causing my mom so much pain, like other children don't do this, and I'm here making my mom hurt all the time because I always keep on doing the wrong thing. And so I would sit and just cry. Sometimes I'll try to do things the right way, but I don't know how things always ended up being wrong. And so I started feeling like I'm not helping her. In as much as I tried to be the perfect daughter, I always messed things up for her. So I thought she would definitely do well if I'm not around, if I'm not alive, because like my mom means a lot to me and I keep on hurting her. And that's when everything went bad. Yeah, so I would be in school, just cry in high school, and my friends would be wondering, why is she crying? I would just sit sometimes. I would be very okay and fine. But when I just sit alone, I would think of so many things that I would reach in a state where I lose control of myself. And when I lost control of myself, that was the time I would try to either cut my hand or maybe drink some Domestos or something like that, especially when I was home. When I felt so bad, so terrible, I would go to the toilet and just sit and get the Domestos and just try to just end all this thing. I feel sad. I've made my mom upset, and it was awful. It was really, really awful for me. Like, yeah, my mom would use a bit of some harsh words that even made it worse, but that wasn't an excuse either for me. So whenever I tried to attempt to kill myself, someone would come and call me or something like that, and then I would come back to my normal state and realize I don't want to kill myself. Like, I lose control of myself. Like, I'm not the one controlling myself. When I reach that depression state, I lose control of myself. I personally wouldn't want to kill myself, but once I just lose control, I don't know how to get back to myself on my own unless someone else, another force out there, just comes to me and just shakes me, bringing me back to normal. So that happened a number of times, and surprisingly, I really wonder how I'm alive, because it happened a number of times, and every time it happened, someone would just come to me, call me, and then I would get back to my normal state. Yeah, it kept on happening. And then another thing, at school, when I went to school, my friends, or the people I used to learn with, would usually laugh at each other about certain things. You know how school is, they'll laugh at this one, oh, maybe you're dark, they'll laugh at this one, you're like that. Yeah, so for me, they would laugh at me as well, because my teeth weren't straight as they were supposed to be. And they'll just laugh about it most of the time. Yeah, I would laugh about it, but then they didn't know that when they laughed, I just even lost more of that self-confidence, and I felt like I good enough. Like, I'm even like this already, things are bad at home, then I don't even look good enough, everyone is laughing at me. I would laugh back and just smile like everything is okay, but I was hurting inside.
Yeah.
So every time they would laugh about it, I would just smile, but I really felt hurt, and it was just hurting it was just dropping my self-esteem. That self-confidence was just leaving me. Yeah, so there was this one time, I knew, and I felt like that was just the end for me, because it was deep for me then, and I felt it. I felt so bad because I had a confrontation with my mom. I felt so bad and went to the toilet, obviously, tried to drink. That day I knew I was going to die. And then my young brother just came from nowhere and started calling my name. Victoria, Victoria, your friend has come to see you. Someone's calling you outside. Hurry up. He called me. And then I came back to my normal state and heard that my brother was calling me. So when I went there, I asked him, why are you calling me? He said, someone is looking for you. Then he ran away. So I went outside and no one was looking for me. Like no one had come. So I went to my young brother and I started shouting at him, why did you call me when no one came? He just wanted to bother me. I sat and he told me, let's watch a movie. Yeah. I sat and started thinking, this boy doesn't know that he actually saved my life. He thought he was bothering his sister, but then he was actually coming to save my life. And I look at my brother most of the time and I'm like, he's one of the reasons I'm alive at this moment. And he doesn't even know that. He's just a young boy. He's just 10 years old. Yeah, so I sat and we watched the movie. Unfortunately, I don't remember the title of that movie, but that movie also really helped me. That day was the day I needed to overcome my depression. I watched a movie, and this movie was about a certain guy who was depressed. This guy managed to overcome his depression because he actually knew his worth. But then this movie is a spiritual movie. So for me, my way of overcoming depression is spiritually. Yeah, so this guy was asked. This was the part that caught my attention. This guy was asked, the devil wants to kill you. That's the reason you want to commit suicide all the time. You're depressed. Why do you think the devil wants to kill you? Like, not everyone out there is trying to kill themselves. Now, think about it. Why you? So the guy was told, it is because he's so desperate that he doesn't want you to achieve that which you are to achieve. And those words were very important to me. So I thought about it. He's that desperate. He's not trying to kill everyone. There are certain people he's trying to put that depression in and trying to kill. Why me? What does my future hold? What's so big and so important that he's so desperate trying to kill me so that I don't achieve that? And that has been my daily goal. Every day in my life, every day when I wake up, I'm like, God, I'm going to see that which the devil was trying to block. Because if he was that desperate, it means something great is out there for me. And that has been my reason to live every single day. I wake up and I'm like, I'm definitely going to achieve that. And to my surprise, from that moment, I really, those depression attacks or any of that sort. And that very day, I met a friend. Now, this friend doesn't even go to church or is that spiritual. But then he taught me something very important that I've kept within me and that has kept me going. He said, God can never put you through something you cannot handle. God can never put you through something you cannot handle. That has kept me going. Like every situation I might be in, every situation I might find myself in, no matter how terrible, how bad, awful, scary, I have the power to overcome that. The power is within me because definitely God can never put me through something I can't handle. So if the situation is that bad, it means he's seen beyond me and he knows I can definitely go through that. So these few words, just these words have helped me overcome that depression and anxiety. And one thing I've learned from all this and from my story and from the depression is that once you find a greater force to overcome the depression, or once you find a greater force to overcome any sin, it will never come to you again, because it's sin you are greater. You are greater than it. The reason why people have depression here and God talked to again, they have the depression. It's because they haven't fully decided to get over it on their own. This is a personal decision you need to make, and you need to find a force that will be so greater that it overshadows the depression every time it tries to attack you. And for me, I found that, and I'm glad I did, and it has never really crossed my mind from that moment. And I really thank God. I thank him for using my brother. I thank my brother. Like, I'm just really glad to be alive today and talk about it. Yeah, it's very important to me. And my experience has taught me a lot. It has taught me to be more confident. I'm now more confident than I would be, because I don't think I would have even had the strength to talk to you right now. I was a very shy girl back then.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so my story might not be as big as most of the depression issues or the cases that people go through, but the solution still remains. If people get to know their worth, they get to know what's in store for them if they actually leave what the devil is trying to avoid, or just think about it, they'll definitely be able to overcome that, because there is too much that's in store. That's the only reason someone can try to kill themselves, or the devil can tempt them to that point. So mainly, just think about what God has in store for you that the devil is desperate about, and it will definitely help very much.
Thank you for your story, Victor. I'm still trying to get and understand, trying to contemplate, trying to literally put all this in my mind, and I'm just like shocked. I'm like, one person had to go through all this, and you really survived to tell us the story today.
Yeah.
So thank
you. It can only be God's grace.
Amen, definitely. Thank you for sharing that sensitive part. I know it's not easy sharing such a story and really saying everything step by step. It must not be easy. By the fact that you're thinking of the next person, how they are not able to handle it, and the fact that you are just there saying, okay, I need to help someone through this story, I hope someone hears this story so they can get better. Just thank you for that. Thank you, Victoria.
If I can help someone, that's all that matters to me at the moment. Even if it's just that one person that might be going through it, if I can just help even one person and make sure they're alive, they overcome it, that's a very great achievement for me.
Thank you very much for the first thought. This has been one emotional episode. I think this is the most episode on here that have literally made me share tears. It's like, okay, this is so much to have. Whew. We all need a breather, seriously, we all need a breather. And from your story, we've heard how each time it's in your story, it's based on the Lord's work in your life, there to rescue you through mysterious means, calling you names, and your brother, and who would have thought the movie you were going to watch that day was going to be the right movie to save you?
Yeah, it's quite incredible just thinking about it, because everything, it's like God had planned that survival for me, and everything just connected that day. Everything happened. Everyone I talked to, the movie, my brother, it's incredible. It's really incredible.
That's so really incredible. You really talked about how you felt inside, how school was really also a major part. And I think most of the times, people don't realize that there's a point where there's a difference between jokes and really hurting someone.
Exactly.
A joke stops being funny the moment it starts being bad to you.
Yeah, and that's very, very true. You know, like when I gathered the courage and felt more confident, I talked to my friends about it and all the guys that were laughing. This might be fun for us and whatnot, but you don't know who it's hurting. Everyone is able to show their pain just like that. People are going through a number of silent battles. And so, even when we joke, we should know how to joke.
Yep.
I just really hope they heard and that won't happen elsewhere.
That's so true, because I remember when we were in high school, there were some things I remember which really scarred me. Like, you think some stuff, people tell you things that really scar you to a point where your growth is really disturbed. Like, the way you take that point, it's no longer the same. And I think we should always be, that's why my mom always says this. Before you do something, before you say something, always ask yourself this question. How does it affect the next person?
Yeah. That has also been important to me. Like, before I do something, and I usually tell my friends and other people about it. You might not know what might hurt another, so let's just do things the right way. Sometimes it's relationships. There's this certain guy who's not serious about this certain girl who's very serious about him. And so he might play with her feelings and whatnot. For him, it's fun. But for the other person, it will scar them for the rest of their lives. Like, people commit suicide because of relationships. So we need to be mindful when we do certain things. We need to have that seriousness to it, because you don't know whose life you might lose or whose life you might save. So it's very important we take these things seriously and not just do things for fun like that. People are dying, and it's not right that someone has to die in that certain way.
That's so true, and there have been so many suicide cases now. People just literally make this as fun media. They say, okay, someone just says, like, I don't feel right. But we're so bad of like, it's just these common things. And people, really, we've seen the high rates of people killing themselves because of the jokes we literally play out, because of the words we say to them. And it's just been so bad. Like, when you get to listen to these stories and you get to actually see somebody on the floor of the ground where their body is lifeless, it just literally just leaves your spirit. Like, you just how to feel about it. And it's just a whole bad moment at that point.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, for the people that are listening, or when a friend comes to you and talks to you about the story, it is very, very important that you take it seriously. You know, we are different people and we are made differently. Our emotions are different. what might hurt me might not hurt you. You might be wondering, why does this hurt this certain person? Like, that's too shallow to be hurt over. But for me, that's very important, and it really hurts me. So once someone talks to you and you undermine their pain, what they're feeling, you underestimate it. It's even worse for them. So no matter their story, listen to them and help them out. We go through different things and we handle our pain differently.
That's really true, Victoria. You are right about that. People, the thing is, I think I always ask my friend this. Somebody told me, I remember my friend, we went out one day and he said, this thing you are going to buy is cheap. So I asked this question. I was like, what do you mean by cheap? Because what's cheap to me might not be cheap to you. So I think that's the word pain is. What is painful to me isn't painful to you.
So it's just best to respect your friend's pain just as much as they'll respect yours. Like, that respect is really needed. And that example was very good, actually. It's very good.
Thank you for that. So, before we even go from the picture, I want to ask, what signs did you see to actually know that now you are going through a phase of depression? Like, let's say for me, in case for me, I haven't discovered it yet, and there are certain things I feel. What can I take? Like, what can I see? What sign?
Before this gets any worse, I need to seek help.
Okay, so for me, I would feel so much like at a point when you're in pain or when you're hurt, it's best to talk about it. Once you keep it inside, just that first step of keeping it inside, it will build that, it will like build more pain inside. And you sit and think for a long time, holding on the pain. At that point, you need to either surround yourself with people or just talk about it. Because at that point, you get to lose yourself slowly. You keep thinking about this, you keep thinking about this, until you find yourself. Like how I saw the depression that I went through, it was like a bubble. I'll be making it bit by bit until I'm engulfed in that bubble. And once I am engulfed in that bubble, like, I can't leave it on my own. Unless someone else out there helps me out, I can't leave. So it's, as you feel pain, talk about it. When you're hurt, confront the person. When something is wrong, tell someone. That will be the best way to avoid that reaching that point. The fact that we keep so much inside is the reason we get to reach that point of depression. Or maybe even just cry about it. One thing I encourage is crying. You know, crying is very helpful. It just makes you feel better. Especially for guys, because guys, apparently you guys don't like crying. I don't know how you feel about crying. But that doesn't make you weak. It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So just cry it out.
For guys, automatically crying is in the bathroom and taking a shower.
Yeah, so if it means it's in the bathroom, go cry there. But at least cry and just let that pain go away. Release the pain. It really helps.
Thank you. Thank you for those insights, Victoria. Thank you very much. And did you ever go for counseling after this whole thing? Did you ever go to a counselor to see one or what?
I tried to.
Okay.
Actually, let me just say, I talked to someone.
Oh, okay.
But then they were busy at that time. I told them, I'm going through this. but they were busy. So this is one thing I'm going to tell the counselors that will hear this podcast. Please never be too busy for the person you're trying to counsel. When someone comes with a problem, no matter how busy you are, listen to them, because that really affected me too. Imagine I'm going through all this, I go to someone and they tell me that, oh, that they're too busy. Like, it scared me more. At that moment, I felt like no one even wants to listen to me. And the whole process of me having this, that was the only person I wanted to talk to. Or at least I wanted to talk to them first before I talked to the people that mattered to me, my parents or my siblings or those people. But after I failed to talk to that person, I completely failed to talk to anyone else, because I thought they'll be too busy to listen to my problems. Like, who wants to listen to your problems, Victoria? So it was that for me as well.
Seriously, people are always, sometimes people come through to people and are saying, I need help, I need this. And someone's like, oh, we can talk about it. Like, let me just do this, come back like after 2 days. That thing is, we don't know what's happening at that moment. That's what the person is now. Finally,
yeah, exactly. And when someone just comes to you and wants to talk about it, once you push them away, it's like it adds the scar, like it's double the scar now. And by the time you realize the person wanted to talk to you, you might find it's too late, the person has already killed themselves or things like that. So please, please, and this is very important, the counselors out there shouldn't push these people away or be too busy. Just that time, even if it's 5 minutes, that 5 minutes might save their life.
Thank you for that insight, seriously. So to all of us out there, friends, family, counselors, whatever time you get, because some people can go to this form organization, so friends, you are like the closest they have, so please, yeah, make time. Friends, make time to literally check up on them, make time to listen. The thing is this, I think there's this one thing we are all doing. Someone comes to me to tell me about their story, then I also add mine. Like, can we just give someone time to say their story there? Let somebody be the shine at that moment. I know sometimes
one is very common.
We love to shine, but let that person, let the situation engulf that person. At that point, let's not talk about you. Let that person who's come, let's talk about their situation there and then. Let's not say, oh, me, what? Like, please, guys. Sometimes, you know, it really makes you feel bad, because at the end of the day, you come with your story to get help and someone starts talking about themselves. That isn't the best way to go about the situation.
Yeah, sometimes what people just need is
so true. Yeah.
Like, you need to listen to them. Unless
your advice or a way for them or their answer is through your story. That's the only time you can tell them. Not like you're trying to compete true. Against so the true. Pain you went through. No.
Okay, so that's so true. People sometimes take things as competition. I'm like, calm down.
Yeah. Chill. They really need to calm down.
So, you've heard it, guys out there. You've heard it, everyone listening. Take time to listen to your friend. Just be silent for that moment. Pat their back if you have to.
Yeah.
You have to cry with them, cry with them. But at that moment, let them be that attention that they seek. Let that world be you and them. Only you and them. No one else around it. And it's not...
Yeah.
I think there's also one thing we're doing wrong. If someone tells me their story, it's not in my right place to go and tell some people.
Exactly.
We're doing this thing of where someone tells us our story, we go and spread to someone else. That's not our part. The person, when they're also tell someone else.
for someone to actually come to you and tell you what they're going through, that's something very big. It means they really trust you and they feel you can be of help to them.
Yeah.
For one of my friends who went through the same experience, I talked to her about it and I helped her. She told me the first person she managed to talk to was a stranger, because she can't really even trust the people she's closest to, because we're out there judging other people instead of helping them. It's not our job to judge. It's not our job to judge. And we just need to help this certain person, because the moment you judge them, they might end up doing something even worse.
That's true.
So that's very important.
So I hope everyone has taken insight from Victoria's story and insight for a point where you have to help a friend. Toxicity is real, guys. Toxicity is bad. And I think sometimes I know we're trying to fit in so badly and we're trying to find friends, but some friends are not good for us. Let us learn to accept that.
Yeah. That one is very true. The friends we have actually matter. The friends we keep would define who we become. That's why our parents, sometimes you think our parents exaggerate. You should stop playing with that certain person. I don't like her. Just upon meeting her. And you'd wonder, what has she done? Like, you don't even know her.
That's but so true.
Parents are actually very wise. And in the end, you realize the friend your mom, your dad told you to stop playing with is actually a bad influence on you. Or they've influenced you in many, many ways that are terrible. So let's just respect these people. These are our second God's people. Let's respect our parents.
That's so true. Seriously. So get to choose your friends wisely and make sure the person you share your story with is true. If you're out there and you do not want to tell your story about, if you're out there and you are really, really fighting and don't understand where you are and you put all these emotions available, you could get in touch with the podcast by emailing us at the talk with a Zambian child at gmail.com. Let me just rephrase that. The talk with a Zambian child 21 at gmail.com. Or you could go to our Instagram page, Zambian Child Terry Smart, and please DM us. Yeah. Or what you could do is send us a message on WhatsApp at 0976670338. Or if you feel we are not in the right place for you to share the story with us, you could contact Victoria, and all the way you could contact her details will be in the description. You know, I hope that's okay with you, Victoria.
Yeah, it's very fine. Feel free to talk to me. If I can be of help, I'm glad to help you out.
Thank you for that. And if you're at a school, a place, I know sometimes our guidance teachers literally look scary at high school. Basic school. But try just to go in that room, in that office, and try to start a conversation. If you're at university, go to your nearest counseling center. And no matter what, just try to talk to someone. Don't bottle things inside, as we've learned from Victoria. Guys, prayer is important. Just take some time to pray. Ask God. Sometimes I know it takes long because we say, oh, I've prayed, he's not answering me, he's going to answer. Take time just to cry towards him. If you can talk to anyone, talk to the Most High about.
Yeah, that's, he would definitely help you. And I remember something I learned last Sabbath, last Sabbath at church. The sermon was about praying. The moment you decide to give up because God is not answering your prayer, the prayer you would have prayed before you gave up would have actually been the prayer he was going to answer. So don't give up. What if when you give up today, what if tomorrow's prayer was the one he was going to answer? So hold on and never give up.
Thank you for that insight. So you've heard, don't give up, keep praying. And by the way, sometimes you might wonder, am I really depressed? Am I really having anxiety? How often do you feel happy? Do you feel happy in a, by faking it, or are you really happy? Question yourself. Do you think you're worthy of the things that ask yourself some very important questions. Am I worthy? How do I feel about myself?
And sometimes just avoid being alone for too long.
So true.
You hear people say, I'm feeling low. Yeah, I feel low. Once you're alone for too long, you think about so many things that you end up having that depression. Like, sometimes for me, it wasn't even because of being shouted at or things like that. Just sitting alone, I start to think too much and I just find myself in that. Nothing happens to me really. No one hurts me, but I still get that depression at that particular time. So just surround yourself with people, most of, especially when you feel like you're not too okay, when you've been in a quiet place for too long, just surround yourself with people, or you can just go on Facebook, Instagram, watch some videos, just make yourself happy, keep yourself busy.
Thank you for that, Victoria. So we've really covered the topic anxiety, depression, the steps to know you have it, your story, we've really covered all that, the counseling part of it. We've really talked about almost everything that anxiety and depression comes with. And there are some people who must really have other questions. So if you've got questions, please always check our description box below and check how you could find us and reach us. And please send us your question, or you could just leave a recording on our Anchor platform, as you have the recording button there. And don't forget to vote for the podcast. So before we even go, and by the way, before we even ask Mitra to give us advice and closing remarks, we won't have a game show for this episode and the next coming episode and the last episode we had, because our country is still in mourning. So we're still mourning our first president, and there's just so many deaths that have happened that we are still in anticipation, and we're just really trying to cope with the grief and everything. But the moment the other episodes are coming, our game show will come back to life. So Victoria, thank you very much for being on this podcast, and thank you we've literally heard your story emotionally. We've literally been moved, and we are glad that you shared a part of you with us. So before we go, what advice would you want to give to the audience, and what closing remarks would you leave with us as you go?
Okay, so thank you very much, Devin, for having me once again. To the audience, the advice I would give you is, as I said earlier, don't be left alone for a long time. Face your problems. Don't let so much pain pile up together. Whenever you go through something that's very painful, confront that, talk about it, go to the person that hurt you and tell them how you felt about it, or talk to someone. That would definitely really, really help you. Yeah, and put God first, talk to him as well. He listens. Even though we feel like he doesn't, he definitely listens. So yeah, and guys, don't forget to vote for the podcast. Don't forget.
Thank you, Victoria, for those closing remarks, and thank you for reminding our listeners. By the way, guys, we've literally learned a lot. What are the steps for you to check if you've got anxiety? Check how low you are. Are you happy truthfully or not? How do you feel inside? Do you think you're worthy of the love you're getting? Do you think you're not? Have you really tried talking to someone? Check yourself. It starts now before it gets worse and you get in a bubble. And as you
exactly. just told
us, if you've already checked and it's a yes, what do you do? Try to talk to a friend, go to a counselor. And I know not everybody's spiritual, so if you cannot pray, you cannot talk to the Most High God, who is the most best listener. What you do, talk to a counselor, talk to that best friend of yours, talk to someone you trust, cry out to your parents if you need to. Because sometimes depression comes because how we feel towards our parents. So try to talk to them directly, take a conversation with them. Then we've also checked. Drink a lot of water, guys. You still need water. You need water. Drink a lot of water to literally cleanse yourself of all that toxicity. And by the way, let me tell you one thing. Your healing is your time. Take your time. Your healing is your step. It's your journey.
Yeah.
It's no one's journey.
Yeah, that's very true. Take your time and no one should push you to heal too quickly or you're moving no one should tell you you're too slow. Just take your time. It might take you a year. That's very okay. It might take you 5 years. That's fine. It might take you a month, a week. That's okay. Your healing process is about you. Yeah, exactly.
So it's your journey, guys. Well, go to a doctor. Sometimes I know it gets intense. People cut themselves. What? Go to a doctor. Visit a doctor. Let them put you on a certain treatment of anxiety and depression. And I hope this podcast reaches someone out there so that you get to learn that you are worthy, you are important, you are beautiful, you are perfect. The braces on your teeth are just okay. I don't know how your dental problem is, but you are still perfectly made. So enjoy your day, enjoy your time, take that walk, drink that water, sleep through, cry. Please, guys, boys out there, be vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's fine to cry. It's fine to talk about your issues. It's fine to talk about your issues. Please, I know. If you think people feel you weak, talk to someone you trust, but talk it out. You are not made of stone. You are human flesh and bone. So please, it is okay. Okay. So this is a wrap for our podcast, and this was such an emotional roller coaster for me. I learned so much, and really having growing up under the 21st century people, it's a
roller
coaster. It's truly a roller coaster. There's so many emotions that kick in. There's social media. There's school. There's so much, and I know it's easy to get depressed. So just heal from it and love you all. Pray. Don't forget to pray. We love you. And this is me and Victoria Amanda. We say out. Bye, everyone.
Bye. And have a lovely day, night. I don't know.
Okay, then, Victoria. We were happy to have you. See you next time. And thank you very much, girl, for surviving through it to come and be with us here.
Thank you as well for having me, Andrea. Definitely welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.